Boss Boss Radio and the Big Boss Show on this Tuesday morning. John Van Camp, how you doing? We're so excited today to welcome in 7-time Grammy Award winners, recently married 51 years, and fondly known as the first couple of pop and soul, the original members of the Fifth Dimension, talking about Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. Good morning, guys.
Hi, John. Doing? How are you?
I'm great, folks. How are you? Thank you so much.
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Everybody's healthy? All is well? You know,
yes, thank God. We're thankful to be healthy. So far, so good.
It's something that we all don't want to deal with, but it's not nothing that we can get away from right now.
Yeah. How's 2021 looking for you guys? Are you guys starting to book dates or anything? Or
No. Mm. This is what 2021 looks like. We had about 10 jobs booked,
yeah,
and now they're gone.
Aww.
But ask us how 2022 is looking.
Well, I will. I got to tell you something, and I'll say it's really sappy, but I got to tell you this. In 1976, my mom and dad were divorced. They got back together a couple of years later, but I was a senior in high school about that time. And she was feeling very, you know, I got to take care of my boys kind of thing. And we were still living with dad, and she had moved out on her own, and she brought me your record. And I was just getting started in radio at the time, so I was aware of the record, you know. And she said, "This is my song for you." And every time I play that on the radio, even 40, 50 years later, you know, I was 40. don't age you. You know, and that was her message to me. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. And I... Guys, I know it's corny.
That is really sweet.
That makes you feel good.
But, that is real sweet.
You know, and mom's still with us. Mom and dad both are still with us, and they're, you know, still, you know, scrapping at each other day in and day out.
But, so they got back together again.
Yeah, they did. They did.
How many years did it take?
You know, it only took about 3.
And so then they said that they were going together again, and you said, "You've got to be kidding."
No, it was great because now you just, God bless them. 14 days ago, they celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary.
Now that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've heard of couples that were married, and they used to fight all the time, and they got divorced. And they became best of friends, and they've been boyfriend and girlfriend from then on. they love each other, but they just can't stay together.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it depends. It's not always the man. Sometimes the woman has to sow her wild oats a little bit, you know?
She's
human.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but the main thing is that they really, really cared about each other, which is beautiful.
Yeah. But I wanted to share that with you. Never do get a chance to talk to folks that have recorded music and share some little story that came along, and it's so sweet. You know, I'm a huge fan of you guys from the very beginning. And then I'm reading today, Marilyn, that it was because of Mac, maybe, that you came to the Fifth Dimension?
Well, actually, yeah. You know, Lamont was a photographer for an organization. They used to have a beauty pageant here in California. Well, you're in California.
Yeah, I'm in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was called the Miss Bronze California pageant. You know, most of the beauty pageants, they weren't inclusive as far as the young women of color.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started this group, this organization that had the Miss Bronze pageant. And I wanted to be in it. I never felt like I had the opportunity, that I would end up winning the beauty part. And that wasn't really what my focus was on. My focus was on winning the Miss Grand Talent Award.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like that was going to be my entree into the business. And that was what I wanted, because I've always wanted to sing.
And you do it beautifully. And have
well, thank
for years.
You. And an interesting thing about that is that Florence ended up in the Miss Bronze pageant as well the following year.
Hmm.
And she won the Miss Grand Talent Award the following year.
Well,
Lamont's crazy, you know.
Well, yeah, we got that. Marilyn, what do you have, like 3 Christmas albums? somewhere in
I
there?
I think I only have one.
Huh. Yeah. Then there must be some sort of repackaging.
But we were on some Christmas albums.
Yeah, we have okay. Appeared on other Christmas albums.
Yeah.
7 Grammy Awards. You've been married 51 years. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I think it's amazing.
Now, you know, earlier you were sharing a story with us about your parents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how they were married and then they split up for a while and then they got back together again. And, mm-hmm. and they've been together for what, 65 years?
65 total years, yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, Billy and I, we started out going together and... the interesting thing is we fought all the time. Yeah. Nobody ever imagined that we would get married.
Mm. Well, at least the members of the group, when they seen us fighting all the time, they said, oh, no. When we announced we were getting married, they said, oh, my God, there goes the group.
I love it. And, of course, the beautiful song that Laura Nero wrote, Wedding Bell Blues, which
Wedding Bell Blues,
one of my favorites. Sorry, I'm a huge fan, but
you're probably too young to remember this, but Wedding Bell Blues was a song that was recorded by Laura Nero,
right?
And it was a hit in California.
You know what? I don't remember her singing it. About the time that you guys were, I mean, I was young when Up, Up, and Away and all of that really started taking hold, but it was so mainstream, you know, that it was playing everywhere. You know, we were listening to Top 40, or we might be listening to Easy Listening radio station or whatever. Yeah. You guys were everywhere. You know, I remember seeing y'all on TV, on every variety show there was. And I got to say, I was probably 9.
I figured you were way younger than we were, of course. Yeah.
Had a little crush on you, Marilyn. I must tell you, as a 9-year-old, had a little crush on you. So you guys met in the group, right?
Yeah, we met just before the group started. But I would say it's easier to say that we basically met in the group because we both loved music. Billy had just come out to Los Angeles from St. Louis looking for a record deal.
Believe it or not, Lamont was the one who introduced me to the president of Motown on the West Coast. And he ended up becoming our manager. Once he left Motown, he said that he'd like to take us with him and manage us. Because we never were with Motown. We were just sending them demos so they could listen to that, hoping that we could get with Motown at that time. And then he left. And then he called and said, hey, I'd like to take you guys with me because I think I can do something for you.
You got together. You had this string of hits. You won Grammy Awards. I mean, how did that feel? You guys were so young, you know, and right out the gate, you guys were a hit, a smash.
Well, you know, it didn't feel like that to us because, you know, the group was together for a couple of years.
It, not only that, a lot of us have been in the business for a long time. So when you've been in the business for a long time and then all of a sudden you hit, it doesn't seem like you just hit it overnight, you know?
Sure.
But I guess it really was, you know, because think about it, it did happen pretty quickly. The group started in
65.
The group formed in 65, and by 67, we had our first hit. Wow. So I guess that was pretty quick.
That is quick.
Yeah.
I guess you guys all stayed pretty close over the years.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we had. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, Ron Townsend, who everybody remembers as being the happy, heavy-set, jolly fellow.
Yeah.
You know, he left us a few years ago.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But Lamont and Florence and Billy and I are still in touch with one another.
Yes, we are.
That's awesome. So what made you guys think about, hey, let's do a Christmas record?
Well, actually, that came about with our ministry. We have a ministry called Soldiers for the Second Coming. And it's a praise ministry. It consists of a lot of just praising the Lord and singing and people coming in and giving their testimonies about what God is doing in their lives, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep everybody lifted up. And when we heard one of the lyrics in the song called It Wouldn't Be Christmas without the baby in the manger, Christmas wouldn't be here at all. And that's one of the things that prompts us to do that song.
It's so cute. But yeah, there's a great message there too. And I totally got that. That's awesome. So
that's great.
So this ministry you're involved with, how long have you guys been working with that?
Well, actually it's been probably about 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Years. Yeah. In fact, the Lord gave me that vision to start that. I mean, 20-something years ago, and that's what that's how long we've been working on it. And actually, I was ordained a minister. When was it? February 9th, I think, in 2009.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
2009,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've been doing it ever since, and I've been thanking God that I've been able to do my secular music and my religious music, both of us.
That's so great, you guys.
It's been good.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. And I think about over the years, so you guys left and struck out on your own, what, early 70s?
1975.
Well, mid-70s, okay.
But who's counting?
You're right.
Yeah, right. You know, it was just one of those things where, you know, you find out, we thought we would never leave the group. We
right.
thought we would be together. We used to joke about we're going to be rolling around in our wheelchairs right. and singing, "Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?" But you know, after 10 years, we just started not agreeing about the musical direction that we should be going in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, music was constantly changing and going in different directions, and we felt like we needed to be doing something a little different. And so, but we couldn't agree upon what that different direction should be.
Well, one of the other things, too, the disco era was coming in.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, and everybody was pounding and boom, boom.
Yeah.
And we weren't known for that kind of music. I mean, we were
right.
easy listening and pop and stuff like that.
So then you guys struck out on your own. Of course, you had your first debut album, and you guys hit the top of the charts with You Don't Have to Be a Star. What a great song. I'm sure that's your encore every night.
Well, it's always going to be in our show. You know,
yeah.
there's certain songs,
you
know, like when people come to see Billy and me perform, even though we haven't been with the Fifth Dimension in many years, they still know.
Oh, yeah.
That when they come to see our shows, that they're going to hear certain songs that they expect to hear.
Right.
You know, like Wedding Bell Blues, Marry Me, Bill.
Yeah, sure. And they expect to hear songs that we sung with the group.
Absolutely. They're going to hear Aquarius Let the Sunshine In, because Billy, you know, Billy sang that whole driving lead on Let the Sunshine In. And I mean, if we did a show and didn't do that song, the people would probably throw us out of the theater.
You know? Just the hits, kids, right? Just the hits.
Yeah, we've been hit with a few of those stones, you know, because we've done some things on stage and didn't do some Fifth Dimension stuff, and then after the show, the fans would come back and say, "Hey, you know, you guys were great, but you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you didn't do that." And say,
right.
Well, we're not the Fifth Dimension.
Marilyn, you know, you've been asked this a bazillion times, I know, and for our audience, I think it's a good question to ask. Tell us about your experiences on Solid Gold. Come on now.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed being on Solid Gold. You know, I worked with Andy Gibb the first year.
Right.
And then Andy went on to do other things, and I stayed with Solid Gold, and I really enjoyed it. I got a chance to meet some of the top artists.
Mm-hmm.
I did interviews with Bette Midler and Janet Jackson, and you know, the real major stars of the time. And I really enjoyed doing the show.
Yeah,
it was a fun show, and actually, you know, it could be interesting to see something like that again, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Right. That's because that was a fun time.
It really was.
We got a chance to see all of the top acts come on every week, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
And then you two had a show, right?
The Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. show.
Yeah.
Yes. That was shortly after we left the group.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed it, but we also found out that That was really hard work, because we had to learn, we had to do new songs every week.
The skits wasn't so bad. It was the learning. it was the learning of the new songs.
Yeah, you know,
and they weren't all yours, right? You were doing a lot of covers.
No,
right?
They were usually other people.
Yeah,
other people's songs too. And the whole thing is that, you know, when we learn a song, we want to be able to sing it with feeling, and you know, but you learn them so fast, and then you just have to spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming across the way you really want it to.
Right.
And how long did it take you to do a one-hour show every week? I mean,
well, it was actually a half hour show.
Oh, was it a half hour? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was interesting because even though it was a half hour show, if you're trying to learn like three or four new songs every week
in the half hour, for that half hour show,
you know, when we were recording and we would go into the studio to learn songs, we might spend 2 or 3 weeks or maybe even a month working on those songs so that by the time we went into the studio to record them, we really knew them well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when you're trying to learn to do 3 or 4 new songs every week, you can't know them that well.
Right.
You do the best you can. And you know, when we listen back to some of the recordings, when we see some of the shows that we did, we feel like, oh, okay, that wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad, but it could have been better,
right?
You know, us, you know.
So that was on for a season or so, or
it was just on for summer.
They were trying a couple, especially a black couple for what do you call it, a variety show?
Yeah,
yeah.
And to see if it will work, you know.
2022 is what it's looking like now for you folks to get back out and see the public, right?
Yes.
Well, we're planning on it. That's,
you know,
for sure.
with these vaccines starting to happen now, you just don't know as quickly as it hit.
It could disappear.
Yeah,
right. We were in Florida back in March of last year. Of this year.
This year.
And we had a whole string of jobs booked.
Yeah, that we were doing.
And all of them, we ended up doing 2 shows, and then the rest of them were canceled.
Yeah, doggone.
And that was like, whoa, what happened here?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. So maybe, who knows? We don't know how long it's going to take before we come up with a cure.
Yeah, and it's safe for people to gather again. That's the biggest thing, for all
that's
of us.
That's what we're waiting for. Yeah.
Well, gosh.
But we really miss being out there. We really miss our audiences.
Yeah.
It's a tough time for everybody. Everybody has their story to tell.
Sure. And your ministry obviously is doing well.
Yes, it is. I mean, we can't wait until we can gather again and start praising and and giving testimony and just, it's just so much love in the ministry that you miss.
Sure.
In fact, we lost one of our soldiers from COVID.
Yeah, from COVID-19.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was very difficult.
That hurt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Thank you guys so much for your time today. I sure appreciate it. And your stories are fabulous. Just fabulous.
Well, thank you. And it's such a pleasure to talk to you, John.
Yeah.